Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Somebody's got to kick some tail this weekend when the Niners play the Green Bay Packers. And when they met in the regular season, the 49ers laid it on the Packers.
You know how long ago that was?
37-8. Was that the score? 37-8. And Aaron Rodgers threw for about 100 yards. Okay, yeah, 37-8 was the final score. Aaron Rodgers, 104 yards he threw for. And a touchdown, just to make you feel better, Rob. But anyway, Kyle Shanahan had nothing but big praise.
Because Kyle Shanahan is a football coach, and he knows a good player when he sees one. He ain't doing this hyperbole like a lot of these analysts are.
We all know how good Aaron Rodgers is. But Kyle Shanahan, I don't know if he's trying to butter him up, soften him up before the big game or what. But here's what he said about Aaron Rodgers. There's probably not anyone on the planet who throws better than him, meaning Rodgers. There might be a couple guys that you can compare with him, but his arm talent is just unbelievable. His athletic ability is unbelievable. He's always been able to run around, extend plays, make throws from any angle, and he's a very intelligent guy who can get them in the right play, and it's hard to throw stuff at him that he's not prepared for. I agree with most of that. You know, the sentiment. It's arguable if he's the best we've ever seen throw it, but obviously he's up there. Aaron Rodgers is an all-time great. But what I'm telling you, Rob Parker, is that Aaron Rodgers better deliver. I want one of two things from Aaron Rodgers this weekend. I want a W, and if he throws for 113 yards, 157 yards, whatever. If they get the W, I'm cool with it. Or he better light it up in a loss. If they lose, he better be Aaron Rodgers, the historic Aaron Rodgers. 300 yards, 273 yards, something like that. 2-3 touchdowns. He better not be the reason they lose. And here's why I'm saying it, Rob, because I agree with you. He is obviously an all-time great. You know, I agree with you. He should be one of the top 10 quarterbacks on that list of 100 NFL players of all time instead of his Packer predecessor, Brett Favre. But I got to say this. The facts are the facts. And when it comes to NFC championship games, Aaron Rodgers has not delivered. Aaron Rodgers is 1-2 in NFC title games. He lost to Matt Ryan and Russell Wilson. He beat Jay Cutler. This is a guy, Rob, that does not throw interceptions. That's one of his claims to fame. He doesn't throw interceptions. Yet, in three NFC title games, he's got 4 touchdowns and 5 picks. How do you explain that? Even in 2010, the game he won when they beat Chicago and went to the Super Bowl, he had 0 touchdowns, 2 picks. He wasn't the reason they went. They went in spite of him. Now, he did run for a touchdown, but they went in spite of him in that game.
What are you doing in the Super Bowl?
In 2014, I'm not talking about the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
In 2014, against Seattle in the loss, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions, 178 yards. All I know is if a certain man named Thomas Brady had done that, somebody would be killing him. And then in 2016, you always like to bring up, their defense gave up 44 points to Atlanta. What was he supposed to do? He actually played pretty well, 3 touchdowns, but also threw a pick and only put up 21 points. So I'm saying, Rob, I like Aaron Rodgers. I'm not I'm not the president of his fan club like you.
No, I'm not.
I like Aaron Rodgers, but he better deliver. That's all the brother's saying.
Are you done?
No, you're done.
You gave
what
this,
you got to say?
You gave the same speech. Chris made this big thing. The pressure's on Aaron Rodgers in the playoff game against Seattle. And he better perform. All he did was he was 9-for-13 on third downs,
that's
two touchdowns,
first,
no
the
picks.
Divisional round.
I don't care, but
I
Chris,
need more.
You told me that the pressure was on him. I told you he had the least amount
if
of
LeBron,
pressure.
If LeBron
we're not talking about LeBron.
In the second round, are we going to praise him?
He's going to.
You want to praise him? Praise him!
And then Chris is talking about they lost to Seattle. Yeah, there was an onside kick and the tight end fumbled it away.
He threw two picks,
he
Rob.
Fumbled it away. They were going to go to the Super Bowl.
He threw two picks.
He was going to the Super Bowl and that got
despite
derailed.
Despite him throwing for less than 200 yards.
I'm telling you, they still were going to be there.
He's got to deliver.
All I'm it's about winning.
Right.
I told Colin this today.
I told you, if he wins and throws 57 yards, I'm with it.
The difference between this team and years gone by, he doesn't have to score 40 points. He doesn't have to do all that. This year,
he didn't have to
this
in 2014 or 2010.
This year, when Aaron Rodgers did not throw a touchdown, the Packers were 3-0. Prior to this year, when Aaron Rodgers didn't throw a touchdown, they were 4-10. It tells you this is a balanced team. He doesn't have to do that. He has to make the key throws. Did he make the key throws against Seattle, Chris? Yes or no?
Yes, he did.
And I
was the first to say it.
He did everything you needed him to do. He got two touchdowns, didn't turn the ball over. Aaron Rodgers will prevail.
Why hasn't he delivered in the NFC Championship games?
This is going to be that time where Aaron Rodgers gets back to the Super Bowl and has a chance. I believe they will. I picked them before the season started. I'm sticking with them. All they've done this year is win. Not pretty, not blowing people out. That's
they
not who they are.
They didn't win against San Francisco.
They had a
they
couple.
They got their butts kicked.
They can't win every game. Chris, we could do that with any team. San Francisco lost three games too this year.
Did they get blasted Green Bay did?
To me, if they really played and Green Bay didn't even show up for that
they
game.
They did. They showed
no,
up.
They did
I
not.
I watched the game
they
on TV.
They never got off the
I
play.
I saw players on the field.
They didn't get
I
off the play.
I saw Aaron Rodgers under
no.
center. I saw him throwing the football. I saw Aaron. They were there.
It's,
what are you talking about?
This is so typical.
You can't, when you get beat, it's not always,
you know
it's
what,
never because
you know
didn't
what Chris,
show up.
You know what Chris's
you
narrative was? His narrative before the season was, Aaron Rodgers is hard to coach. He just likes to freelance and do whatever
first
he
of
wants.
All, first
he
of all, do, that's a terrible Chris Broussard impression.
He didn't listen to the coach.
That's horrible. It's the
I
worst
like
I've
him.
Heard.
I like him, but I don't love him because he's hard to coach. He don't listen. He does what he wants.
He has listened
he's
this
the
year.
One who,
I'll give him that.
And
he
you know
listened.
What? You got a new coach, new
he's
system.
Been, he's been
he's done what they wanted him to
I
do,
agree.
Right? Even when he's not doing and throwing a lot or whatever. But this team, Aaron Jones, you got a running back. I'm not saying he's the best running back in the league, but they got a defense, Chris. I told you this yesterday.
That's all you can say. The same old refrain.
His record in the
he
postseason.
He doesn't have to be
what's
this.
His record? What's his record in the postseason?
It's a winning record. Like 17-10,
like that? 10-7.
And, 7. Yeah,
and here's the other thing.
17-10, what am I thinking?
If he's 17-10, he got like two more Super Bowls. But in four of those seven losses, the Packer defense gave up 37 or more points. And Chris.
What I said to you, what about the five picks in NFC Championship games? This is a guy that never throws interceptions.
Chris, I don't know. You know what? I can't relive them. Was he lights out in the postseason?
In other words, Alex, mic drop.
No, this is not a mic
you
drop.
You got nothing to say.
Not what?
I'm saying he hasn't been great in NFC title games, so he's got to be great this week. Or if they get a win, I'll give it to you. I don't care if he throws two more picks, no TDs, 97 yards passing, and they win.
Here's Chris.
I'll give him that.
Here's Chris.
I'm not going to be like you.
On Monday.
Whoa, it doesn't count. It doesn't count. He didn't throw a touchdown.
No.
He threw two picks.
But
it doesn't count. No, it's a short menu.
It does count.
So deliver.
No, but the difference is, and we talk about it all the time, whenever you're trying to give Brady, crown him as the GOAT, it does count when Tom Brady won two Super Bowls with a total of one touchdown. Because we nitpick when we talk about being the GOAT.
He
ain't in no
oh,
GOAT.
He's not?
No.
Okay.
He got
okay.
one Super Bowl.
Whack
he ain't
that.
In the GOAT. I've never
Whack
said
him.
That. Rob G, have I ever said Aaron Rodgers was the GOAT? Joe Montana's the GOAT.
We call him the greatest to ever throw the football.
But that ain't the GOAT.
That's just a different category
of
GOAT.
I've never said he was the GOAT.
If you're the greatest to throw the football, that's a different category
of GOAT. You just heard Kyle Shanahan and all the guys who are in football who watch this guy know he throws a great ball.
He does.
Nobody's
going to
argue that. A better ball than Tom Brady, a better ball than just about anybody's ever played.
All I'm saying is deliver. That's it.
Aaron Rodgers had some beautiful balls.
I'm even giving him an out, unlike you do to Brady. I'm saying one of two things. A W or an Aaron Rodgers performance in a loss. A heroic performance in a loss. You go down swinging in a loss. I won't criticize him if he goes down swinging in a loss. Unlike you, Tom Brady sets a playoff record, 505 yards passing, and you kill him.
Well, because he gave up the football with 2 minutes to go and cost him the game.
Stop
you act like
it.
That didn't happen. He did,
Stop
Chris.
It. The McCoat is in full effect. The most inconsistent brother of all time.
I told
the McBoat.
I'm not the McBoat.
You are.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, Rob, Jason Garrett is no longer among the unemployed.
I thought for sure they were going to make a job for him in the front office at Dallas. I'm shocked.
Well, he's been hired by the New York Giants as their new offensive coordinator. That's what sources are telling ESPN's Ed Werder, that he will be the new
he's locked in
coordinator,
in Dallas.
Right, of the New York Giants. What do you think? I mean, come on.
I just don't get it. You know what?
Really? That's I guess they're saying he worked well with a young quarterback in Dak Prescott, but still, come on. No.
Is there nobody else out there? Like, there are people who are – I'm just surprised. And I'm sure – you think Jerry feels good about that he went to the rival, like the arch rival? You know, the Giants, Cowboys. It's just weird. I just –
Remember, there was talk that he might be the Giants coach if he got fired, you know, before –
Sooner,
before
early
the season
enough,
was
right.
Over. Yeah. Look, a lot of people say Jason Garrett is a good football coach. Fine. He's not any type of offensive genius.
I don't think so either.
What did we see to tell us he was an offensive genius? This year, when the offense, at least statistically, was much better, he didn't call the plays.
Right.
Finally.
I was
going to
say, you're right.
He wasn't an offensive coordinator. I mean, I don't get it. It's the old boy network. As we said in Ortiz,
yes.
It's the old boy network strikes again. I could have understood next year. The year after?
Right.
A week, 2 weeks later?
Right. After he just got broomed out of Dallas and all of a sudden...
And rightly broomed out of Dallas.
Exactly.
Not one of those situations where you could have argued, man, what were they doing? They should have kept him, got a raw deal. Rightly broomed out. He was a mediocre head coach.
No doubt about it. With the talent that they have, there's no reason, Chris. And think about the division, right? The NFC East. That was for the taking. Right?
No doubt.
It was for the taking, and they couldn't even make the playoffs.
And like you said, with all that talent.
They got talent on that roster.
One of the best running backs in the league, one of the best receivers in the league, and, you know, a good quarterback.
But not good enough to make it there. And, you know, you just brought it up, the good old boy network. I'm sorry. We saw Cliff Kingsbury, struggle at Texas Tech, right?
He failed at Texas Tech.
Let's just be honest.
At a lower level.
And he gets a head coaching job because he had a cup of coffee with Sean McVay or something. You know, like all of a sudden they start hiring these guys. It's just mind-boggling, man.
It is. It really is. And like we said, good old boy network is the perfect description for it. All right, now, I like Daniel Jones a lot.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah, I think he's very good, man. He showed
saying,
a lot
I'm just
last
saying I'm not,
year.
Yeah. I'm not,
it's
I'm
early.
Not,
I'm not ready to crown him, as Dennis Green would
that's
say.
That's right. You want to crown
him? You want to crown him, then crown their ass.
Yeah, I'm not ready to go there, okay. But he is Danny Dimes.
No, he was Danny Nichols during this season.
I did
they
call
are who
him,
we thought they were.
I did call him the best quarterback in New York. And I like Sam Darnold.
I don't think he's better.
I might have been
Sam
premature.
Darnold.
We'll see on that.
I don't think so,
but I'm iffy, but I'm going with Danny Dimes. I don't know. Let's see what Jason Garrett can do for him. I'm not wishing ill on him because, you know, we both spent our time in New York. It's always fun when the Giants are good. They got Saquon Barkley. So
well, they got a couple pieces there.
Yeah, I'd like them to be good. But, look, I don't think they're going to be better than Dallas or Philadelphia next
year.
Right,
and
so
remember, Philly had all those injuries
this
past year. So if they get come back and they're healthy, you know, it could be a situation. It'll be interesting because the Giants really – have been bad, you know, the last few years. And they've gotten these top picks because they've been that bad.
And this is the type of move that just shows me you're not thinking out of the box. You're not.
Nope.
Right?
And what's his name? The GM.
Gettleman. Dave Gettleman.
He, you know, he probably should have got broomed out, too. They kept him around. And look at the hires that he's making. Just, like, shocked by it. You know, they got the Judge, who's never been a head coach, was a special teams coach. And then this is like, wow, really? This is the New York Football Giants, Chris?
No, you're absolutely right. It's a little bit bizarre. You know, Judge, you know, we'll see what he can do. But, I mean, maybe they wanted Garrett, a veteran, obviously, you know, seeing everything there is to see in the NFL. He's with this young kid. He can walk beside him. I guess that's what they're thinking. All right. As we said, the good old boy network, and this is Exhibit A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You got an issue with Andy Reid.
I do. He hasn't won nearly enough.
All he does is win.
No, he doesn't. Not in the postseason he doesn't win. What are you talking about? Have you looked at his playoff record?
How many championship games has he been to? Conference championship games.
I don't know, like five or six?
Six.
And he's won one.
Six conference championships.
And he's won one. That's worse than Aaron Rodgers.
One Super Bowl he's been to.
No, but he's been
to. This is what I say about Andy Reid.
How? That don't even make sense, Chris. he said it with his chest stuck
and
out.
And they stay there.
And Aaron Rodgers is 1-2 in conference and championship games, and Andy Reid is 1-5 or 1-6, and he's talking about all he does is win. Aaron Rodgers had some beautiful balls.
I actually just wanted to hear that song.
Hey,
but I do like Andy Reid as a coach.
But he has a lot to prove. And even when you talk about him in Kansas City, Rob G, are they 1-1 since he got to Kansas City now? What's their record?
Well, they're 1-4 in their last five home playoff games,
Chris. 1-5. Did you say 4 or 5?
1-4 in their last five.
Okay. Right. So I hear you.
And they were down 24-0. Had they lost that game, they might have wanted to run Andy Reid out of town.
Well, I'm with you on that they need to win. I agree. I think Andy Reid is a great coach, but at some point you got to win, especially when you're expected to win and you're at home. But I'm trying to read between your lines. Are you saying that you would run him out of town, to use your phrase you just threw out?
If they lose to Tennessee and Ryan Tannehill in Kansas City with nobody in front of you, yes. If I'm running Kansas City, I'm like, this dude can't. We might need to go get somebody to get us over the hump because he can't do it.
Stop it.
I would get rid of Andy Reid.
Wow.
I'd rather have Donna Reid at this point than Andy Reid, and go Google her. She had a TV show in the 50s,
Donna. 50s?
Not even Craig Melvin laughed at that. He laughs at everything.
I told you, but it was the name worked. Donna Reid, it was spelled
R-E-E-D. There's got to be another Reid. How about Tim Reid? Wasn't Tim Reid Venus Flytrap?
Yeah, but that.
He was Venus Flytrap. At least that was the 70s.
Yeah, but I don't know.
In
people.
WKRP in Cincinnati. We got to use that theme song.
We're going to do that. No, definitely.
WKRP
we can sing
in
that
Cincinnati.
One. But I'll tell you this. There's some trucker who's driving around who's 55 years old. He laughed
he's
when I said
older.
Donna Reid.
You mean 75? She's in the 50s.
I hope he's not driving a truck at 75.
Oh, ooh, ooh. All right, Rob, you went too far. Like usual, you went too far. Here's the thing. at least, even if Andy Reid loses this game, I'd rather be in the conference championship than never get there.
I'm sorry. It's too late for that.
That's
BS, Chris.
Let me
that's
give a few
BS.
Things. You gave
you don't
a
believe
few
in that.
Andy Reid is a winner. Now, he hadn't won the big one. I get it.
You just said he's a winner, but he hasn't won the big one.
I'm going to tell you how I'm going to say it. When he went to Philadelphia, they had missed the playoffs two straight years. 6-9, 9-1 one year. Then 3-13 the year before he got there. 2 years later, they're 11-5. 3 years later, they're in the conference finals for the next 3 years, 4 years, and then they actually lose in the Super Bowl. Same thing in Kansas City. Before he goes to Kansas City, Rob, they had missed the playoffs two straight years. They were actually 2-14 before he got there. His first year there, they're 11-5. I mean, they've been to the playoffs 5 out of 6 years with Andy Reid. Well, six out of seven now. I mean, look. I get it, and you're right that you got to win the big one.
1-4, your last five playoff games?
I don't look at Marv Levy for going to four straight Super Bowls with the Buffalo Bills as a failure. I don't look at Bud Grant for going to four Super Bowls with the Minnesota Vikings and losing them all as a failure. They're Hall of Famers. And Andy Reid is an elite coach. And if I lose to Sunday, if I'm Kansas City, there is no way I'm getting rid of him. I'm at least giving him another year.
If they lose to Ryan Tannehill and the Titans at home, you're telling
me Tannehill was one of the best quarterbacks in the league for the second half of the season.
You got Patrick Mahomes, boys.
And why aren't you mentioning Derrick Henry?
I'm asking.
The new Earl Campbell.
But I'm talking about, I don't care what they have, you should win that game. You're a 7.5-point favorite. And you're telling me you would accept a loss at home on a team where Andy Reid has lost four of his last five home playoff games. You would be cool with that, Chris. Nothing would bother you. No, I'm asking you.
Tennessee has beaten the best defensive team in the conference and the best offensive team in the conference the last 2 weeks. They're rolling. Now, I'm picking Kansas City, make no mistake.
But they're favorites. They're not just favorites in this game. They're favorites to win the Super Bowl. You're telling me that an early exit would be okay?
No, it wouldn't be okay.
It would be a choke job.
It wouldn't be a fireable offense.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's not a fireable offense.